What would change in your life, your work, and your relationships if you truly believe that righteousness doesn't come from performance, but from trusting God's promises at every step of the way? Are you living today as a believer, walking by faith like Abraham, or letting pride, fear, or cultural pressures define your story? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're enjoying these daily devotions. They're a lot of fun to make and just diving into the Word together. So if you want to subscribe, like, share, or comment, it really does help us. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. In fact, we're going to be having a new revision of the app come out in the next couple of weeks, and the huddle section will be rebuilt, and it should be a lot easier. Well, as you know, we are in a time and season where religious liberty is under persecution, and people are being silenced. Specifically, Charlie Kirk was silenced for a lot of his beliefs and his freedom of speech and religious liberty. And so we're doing today's show in honor of Charlie, and may he rest in peace, as he had loved Jesus, and he's in the arms of Jesus Christ and his peace. So we're thankful for that. We pray for Erica and the kiddos. All right, today's message is the gospel, live by faith, and it comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. So, for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. And we're going to be emphasizing the righteous man shall live by faith. Now, although Charlie wasn't perfect, he did attempt to live his life by faith in Jesus Christ, to live for him, for his glory, and we're honored to have known him. I've met him one time, and it was a great interview when we sat on stage and we talked. But for you and I, the righteous shall live by faith. It's the same as well. And so Habakkuk, depending on how you want to say that, chapter 2, verse 4 is where this comes from, and Paul's pulling it from this, is, behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith. Now, did you notice this? The people who are filled with pride, in other words, pride being, I can live however I want. I don't have to honor God with my body. I don't have to honor God with my mind. I don't have to honor God with my soul. I am a person unto myself, and I can be my own God. That is full of pride, and in him, his soul, his emotions, his desires, and his thoughts are not right within him. And this is what's going on in the public square around us. We oftentimes don't think of this in this way, that the reality is if we are filled with pride, if we are filled with the arrogance that we can have a lifestyle that is contrary to the Word of God, then we have a problem. It's called pride, and it's where we need to step back and allow God to humble us, because it says this, but the righteous man will live by his faith. And so let's look at another place where this is quoted, and it's in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. It says, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? And as you go off work today, I want to encourage you, don't be a fool and don't be bewitched. God is with you each and every step of the way. The gospel message is going into that public square space with you today, and you don't need to be a fool or bewitched today, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. This is the only thing I want to know. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Now, in the Galatian church, there were many who were trying to say, okay, well, we're saved by faith, but we're kept by works. And I want to encourage you, as you are entering in wherever arena you are today, you are saved by faith, you are kept by faith, and that in turn produces a lifestyle that honors and glorifies God. Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? No, you're not. Your sanctification is by faith. God is perfecting you. It's a byproduct of him sanctifying you, doing the work inside of you, that you begin to do some good works. Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? So then, does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you, do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? And the answer is, it's by hearing with faith. So we understand we are brought into the family of God by faith. We are kept in the family of God by faith, and we are refined or matured in the family of God by faith. Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Do you believe God? I mean, seriously, do you believe what God's word says is true? I mean, are you walking in today thinking, well, I have an absence of my belief about God, and there's a distinction between here and there? Or do you take God at his word that he is holy, that he is just, that he is righteous, that he is your creator? He is the one that formed you in your mother's womb. Do you believe that today? Because if you do, you're going to live incredibly different unto God. You're going to live as pleasing him and honoring him with all of your being. Therefore, be assured that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. Isn't that beautiful? If you are of faith, you are a child of God. You are a son of Abraham. Now look at this. This is really interesting. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all nations will be blessed in you. How were the Gentiles going to be justified? By faith. What was preached? The gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of the Messiah. And this was preached to Abraham when God said, all nations will be blessed by you. This makes Abraham's attempt to sacrifice his son much more understandable. When you understand that Isaac was going to be sacrificed, it was because Abraham believed that God was going to resurrect him from the dead. If you don't believe me, read Hebrews chapter 11. It goes right into that. He believed in the resurrection power and that he had faith that God was able. And the gospel message that was preached to Abraham came way before the law, right? So if we go back to Old Testament, we have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Abraham is in Genesis chapter 15 through that area. And we see that the faith came before the law. So what was the purpose of the law? It's our schoolmaster or our tutor to lead us to Christ. It's always been by faith, it's always been through faith, and it's always been for faith that we live. So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse of it. It is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident for, and he quotes here again Habakkuk, the righteous man shall live by faith. Here's how it goes. We got to remove pride from our heart and live by faith. However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Remember, it's our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. Became a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. In order that in Christ, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. Did you get that? In order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So how does this apply to you? First off, as you're going to work today, don't be a fool. Remember that old, I think it was called A-Team? Don't be a fool. Am I a fool? Don't be a fool today. God created you for such a time as this, and you've been created by God, for God, through God, and he has you walking this walk of life by faith. Believe God credits righteousness through faith. God has credited you as righteous by faith. It has always been the gospel. It will always be the gospel. It is the gospel message before the law. And so understand that Abraham was given that gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of the Messiah. And so that's why he was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. He believed in the resurrection. Now, Abraham, the believer. Can you put your name in there? Brian, the believer. Today, as you go to work, are you the believer or the doubter? Do you believe what God has to say about you and his destiny on your life? Or are you just simply thinking about, hopefully I make it through the day? Christ, the cursed, was cursed for us. He's the cursed one for us. So when you walk into your public square today, think about ways that you can bring up faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Do you have faith? God's going to give you a divine appointment today, And I'm going to pray that over you, that your eyes will be open to his divine appointments today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we do pray as we walk into those areas of influence, those areas of responsibility, those areas in the public square. God, give us wisdom, give us insight, give us direction. Lord, let us be people who live by faith, who are kept by faith, who walk in faith, God, not because we doubt or fear or are frustrated, but because we believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe that he is able to keep us until that day. So God, give us great boldness and courage to stand in truth and righteousness today. Change our hearts, God, so that we can be a blessing to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.